over, the Attorney General doesn't need to direct anybody. Do you understand?
I see.
Why should Attorney General doesn't listen to Galamse issues? I thought Iyoko and the rest, they are the people on the ground.
Mm.
So why would Attorney General be directing them to Ademuni? Don't they have eyes and ears? I think this whole thing about direction, Attorney General directors, I think we should stop those things.
Mm.
An entity like Iyoko is well resourced and must be doing stuff by itself. Who even handles Iyoko? That's your friend, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Acha.
Raymond Acha, yes.
And yeah, Raymond Acha.
Yes.
And I remember that
Franklin, this is specific to two national executives of the NDC. Yeah, allegations say they've been involved in illegal mining. Galamse Meche, Joseph Yamin, and Abanga Yakubu Alhassan, vice chair for the NDC. Say Iyoko and Shishemu, these allegations as to whether or not say Enokre and say Enokre. Franklin.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe I'm playing upon words. What I'm saying is that it may be well intentioned, but I don't think the Attorney General needs to direct Iyoko, because Iyoko should know by now. I'm sure they've been hearing a lot. There's some grammatibida. Matibi said, and Iyoko's mandate is just go and look for it. The only challenge is that because the same party people know. Maybe that's why maybe the Attorney General will come out publicly say, and direct it to show that there's some seriousness. But otherwise, my point is, you don't need the direction of the Attorney General or Iyoko to do his work. And I know Iyoko must have seen and heard these allegations already. You know, that's why somehow the decoupling of the Minister of Justice and the Attorney General office is quite important. But in this case, I think Ayini means well. But I'm saying it's advice that is a direction that is needless.
Mm. Mm. In fact, the direction goes further. Say, Yoko, and Sanso, and Shisha, Professor Kwabena Frimpom, Boateng, a friend is saying,
claims,
no, yeah, everyone in Shishimu, Yoko for Enyan Shishimu, and Franco Hunina, Franklin.
Well, in that regard, maybe yes. And even there, maybe the OSP should be part of this thing.
Okay.
I can understand that, to go further and do all of that. But my point really is, They should be busy by now. Iyoko should be busy by now. Not just arresting political opponents, but they should be busy by now doing other things that are very important, like mineral, degrading our resources. But that should have been their first point of call. You understand? So I don't think this direction team, don't have enough president directly, police directly. The police live amongst us. They should be able to arrest. In fact, we should be expecting the police to really be doing some of these things. Police, Masa, when him say, a lady be, was a president recently, I forgot, in Latin American country. Watch our channel. Watch our channel, no, $69,000. Share. Only the police, 1 year, no. Is such that, oh, can I say, I'm a president. Yeah, I'm feeling a crowd. Nobody lodged the complaint. They just saw the watch. They said, hey, I'm going to spend $9,000 watch. Immediately, they open one, they removed their one time. I'm sorry if you know the story.
Mm.
The police service must seem to be acting so that we don't even want to hear anybody and directing anybody. That's their work. They should be losing around and doing everything. That's why when the OSP says when he hears and sees corruption anywhere, he will come and chase you. More power to him. But I think more power to anybody else who has seen something and is not acting until he's been asked to act. I don't think that we should be entertaining such language.
Okay, but before Enra, Attorney General directive, Ukraine, na Sunday, Ura Joseph Yamin, yet Facebook post to be regarding these allegations. And on Sunday, Joseph Yamin posted, "My attention has been drawn to a press release from the concerned small-scale miners in which they claim myself and the National Vice Chairman, Abanga, are behind what they claim illegal tax force visiting their sites. I want to put on record, I have no hand in the said allegations being leveled against me. For the records, I am not part of any tax force, neither have I been invited to even share ideas as to how to fight these illegal mining activities of some of these small-scale miners. If there's any tax force parading round with my name, the said group is operating illegally and must be resisted from their operations. The work of the task force is strictly enforced by the state security and not party directives. For the records, I am not a miner, neither do I do mining nor own a concession. If anyone is impersonating me, that person or group of persons must be resisted. In fact, he made this post on Sunday. And Enra, after Attorney General directive, you know, interesting post in Enra, Omeki, I say, once upon a time, in 4BN Barracks Complex, we used to go hunting for cats. And in one of our hunting expedition, we chanced upon a cat which belongs to a soldier. And as we were closing in on catching the cat, the owner of the cat came out of his room and we had to run for cover. Typical of a soldier, he traced us to where we had camped, preparing one that we had caught already. Upon approaching us, he said, "Joe, so you people wanted to add my cat to what you are preparing, which we flatly denied." But he said, "I saw these dogs around you chasing my cat, and you are here denying." These were his last statements before leaving us. Tomorrow, everybody go hear of it, in capital letters, in Joseph Yamin's post. And true, the next morning, the news started spreading like wildfire. When you see a lion sleeping, please don't wake it up, because you may not like what the action of the lion might be. A quote from the soldier I am borrowing. Tomorrow, right, everyone will hear of us. Unquote.
Well, but your question, I mean,
your reaction to these posts.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, look, during the MPP era, we had similar issues, right? Party people fighting their own people, because some party people are interested in galamsey. There will be criminals in every government, especially in a resource like this where everybody is interested in. I mean, didn't we hear this Yasantua galamsey woman, if anything, Dr. Bisio?
Yes.
Cuban trained. I can't Spanish, Papa. Actually, she was my mate. She was my my cousin's mate in Cuba, so I know. Didn't we hear her say recently, say, Omochi, Omohu, Yifote, Yibina, the following day, Omoko, and 33 a year. Yet, one, I don't know any statement, Omo Company, Millennial Development Fund, because it was misquoted, and 33 a year. We know the game's going on. So, Yamin may be right partly to say, sir, some people are impersonating him and are fighting NDC related illegal miners. I mean, that's what the story is. We are not kids. These are NDC legal miners who are trying to fight their own tax forces. And you know, when you have an unregulated sector like that, or a basa-basa sector like that, no. The other one is Obia, Asian provocateurs to get it. You know, as you speak, because Obia Yamun said they are also part of the tax force. Because you may know, until I'm not sure, green, I'm not sure, I mean, how do you run a country like this? Everybody knows every thief in this town. They know. They are aware. So what Yamin has said, I don't know if he's engaged in it, but I know he will not be stupid to come and say, sir, if anybody thinks he's engaged in it, he'll do something like that. I think the president, whoever has directed again, Yoko, to look into this